Describe your experience with the show in 3 words.
God breathed, supported, fulfilling.
So, why a musical about Fanny Crosby?
We wanted to choose a story that could lead to truth and light, but we also needed a story that had a lot of good source material. And Fanny Crosby fit both of those categories. If things went completely awry, and if we got to a point where we were like, doubtful this is going to happen, we could always go back to Fanny Crosby's hymns. We could stage her hymns, and it would be more song cycle-like. So we always knew we could fall back on that, so we never thought that this show was not going to happen. We just knew that it could be altered to that if necessary. So that was good that she had all these hymns to choose from. Hers is a story of hope and truth. It was all of her biographies and her autobiography have portray her as a saint, as a woman who is a woman of God. But unfortunately, in all of those depictions, there was a lack of inner conflict and conflict that was revealed within those biographies and autobiographies. It just leaned heavily on what was accomplished. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the conflict had to be, we had to search for that on our own.
Well, speaking of conflict, what has been the most challenging aspect of creating a musical from scratch?
Being the only person in the collaboration process that understands the process, that has been the most challenging part of this time around. It was on me to better communicate to the cast what the expectations were at the beginning. And we had that conversation with the PowerPoint at the very beginning of the workshop process, but I probably needed to have more reminders. I needed to maybe show that PowerPoint every night. I don't know. Because having done this multiple times now, I knew exactly what this process could end up being. And so nothing took me off guard or took me by surprise, because most musicals and plays that I've written, I've had to get to a point where I'm like, that whole part needs to be completely scratched and reworked. And so the most challenging thing about this particular process was not having the time to prepare everyone and to teach them the process before we jumped into the process. Mm-hmm. And so do I wish we would have done things differently? Perhaps, but also this is the way it works. And so students now know if this is something that they want to do or if they don't want to do this or that was the most challenging part, realizing that I didn't communicate as much as I should have for the collaboration process, for the workshopping process. And then there was conflict because expectations were different. And so I look back and I'm a little discouraged about how that went. And if we do something like this in the future, we're going to split up the process so it's just a workshop process where there's no expectation of ever performing it. Mm-hmm. And then once we get it to a good script, then we'll have auditions, and then later we'll stage it with it. And it could be a completely different group of people. So just to separate those expectations so that there isn't like a performance workshop tension. Being a first year professor coming from doing this work solely from the industry standpoint, I'm still navigating what do I need to give to the students in order for them to fully experience the process in a way that teaches them and not frustrates them. Mm-hmm. So that was the most challenging part.
And what would you say has been the most important lesson that you've learned from this experience?
I'm learning a ton from my students about how to be a teacher. And that's something I didn't expect necessarily. And it's very humbling, but also I hope that I become a better teacher, which will then hopefully result in better experiences, which will then hopefully result in better performances and shows that we create. I didn't expect to go into this process learning from my students as much as I have. So I'm really grateful for how things have turned out, even though I know things, especially, not last week, but the week before that, things I could tell some people were getting weary and, I think just like the poem I read at the beginning of the workshopping process, we have to go through those in order to get to a better end product. And I think the show is stronger because of it. And I also think that hopefully my teaching will be stronger for it and the program will be stronger for it because of different things and tensions that happened. Your resolution is not going to be as good unless you have really good specific tension and you get through it. Storytelling 101 and this process as well. So that's good.
And what was the name of that poem?
Ithaca, spelled with an I. It's excellent. Yeah.
So through all those trials and tribulations, mm-hmm. what would you say has been the most fun?
So it kind of happened simultaneously when I started realizing things aren't working. With the process part, there were also some students came to me individually and said, can we just talk about the musical? And I was like, absolutely. And those conversations were so vital for the unlocking of the story. And I had numerous conversations with just one-on-one with students in the cast, and they those that were able to speak candidly and be able to be like, this is, I'm wondering about this character relationship, where is that coming from? Or even the dialogue that was written previously, looking through that and being like, oh, they're really leaning into this particular thing that doesn't exist. That's a hint that we need more of that. Not only did that unlock the story and also tell me that, I really feel like the Lord was putting specific ideas in specific people's minds at the right time, so that when I would sit down with Jordan Dunbar, she would say something and I'd be like, oh my word, you just unlocked the next step of our story. those moments are, I will cherish those moments because they were so invaluable to the story, and they were also just, they were like light bulb moments that I got to experience with each of you. So that's what draws you back to teaching, when you get those moments and you're like, oh, it's clicking, something's clicking. And working with the musicians at the very beginning and handing them a melody and then them just listening to it and being like, let me add this part. That was magical. It was magical. And then light bulb moments with students. I'll always cherish those.